Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Guns it. Caught. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heaven.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. And sponsored by MD Anderson Cancer Center on Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. And we just gave some of our hey, man, ale to Garth Lagerwey, president of Atlanta United. We went off the air, and he was like, this is kind of cool. He is the guy that's in charge. We're out here at Atlanta United's training ground, Mike. We've been out here all afternoon. We had a chance to talk to Brad Guzan. Team is on the pitch as we speak, working out. We're going to talk to Gonzalo Pineda coming up around 6 o'clock, so we'll get a chance to visit with our manager as things are changing for Atlanta United, personnel-wise, front office-wise, and change can be good, guys. And Garth Lagerwey laid out some good things, which we'll talk about along the way here over the next few hours, Mike. But I got to tell you, the vision is what I wanted to hear, and I hear what he's saying. We got to correct some of the mistakes that have been made. Right. We kind of have to do a reset.
Right.
But we got players. We're going to be okay. And it's not as if, you know, we don't have to be competitive this year. I think we will be. I don't know how good we'll be, but I think we'll be competitive.
It's interesting, though, how you got the two teams, both of them by Arthur Blank, under the same roof that are dealing with some of the same issues. In the case of, again, if we're an NFL fan and you think the salary cap is confusing, the NBA one is probably the most confusing with the exemptions, the bird, this and that. But the MLS salary cap is Byzantine. It's really difficult to wrap your head around. So there's some contracts that kind of, you know, where you certainly weren't getting the bang for your buck. So they got those off the rosters. But it's going to be interesting. I think, though, everybody, no matter what you thought about, you know, Darren, and we all love Darren, obviously. Darren Hills did a fantastic job. It's a lot of folks respect the energy, the drive, and this guy's resume, as we says, it speaks for itself. Where Garth goes, the champagne flows. Got a couple of rings, knows what he's doing. Now, the Falcons, my brother, have got to find a defensive coordinator. As we segue to the Falcon Report, the website, falcons.com, saying that co-defensive coordinator for the Saints, Ryan Nielsen, coming in to talk about the defensive coordinator job, there would be some degree of connection to Terry Fontenot, of course, who was with the Saints many years.
Nobody's made any hires, right? You've got all these guys. If you look around the league right now, a bunch of guys are interviewing. You know, and I'll give you an example. Some of these interviews are second time around. Raheem Morris is going to interview again for the Colts job. Jeff Saturday is going to interview again for the Colts job. But no one's really made a hire. Now, Bill O'Brien's been hired, okay, for the New England Patriots. But when you look at the defensive coordinator jobs that are open, I'm almost like, okay, Mike, is it that they're not finding what they want, or are they waiting?
Right.
And I think if somebody blows you away in one of these interviews, if you're impressed, right, if you're Arthur Blank and you're Arthur Smith and you're Terry Fontenot and somebody comes in and we've seen Vic Fangio come in, we saw Brian Flores come in last week, if they're not blowing you away, then you don't make the hire. And I just think right now they're still going through the process. Somebody asked me, is somebody a front runner right now? I don't think so.
I mean, people are freaking out because Jeff Saturday got a second interview, and then the Colts were quick to rush a press release out saying everybody's getting a second interview, because a lot of people are saying, look, with all due respect to Jeff, that's not tenable. But Jim Irsay is doing him a solid because he's his boy. But getting back to the Falcons, Flores, Fangio, I got no problem either one of those guys. I mean, the Saints defense has been solid. I mean, they've always drafted generally well, other than I'll let you say it, Marcus Davenport.
Yeah.
But that's not his fault. He's just coaching him. Ryan Nielsen, apparently speaking with the Falcons. He's been with the Saints since 2016. I would talk to somebody. See, I don't know, because D'Amico Ryans, he's going to go be a head coach. Who's the defensive coordinator for the Bengals? That, again, they've done a fantastic job. I'd love to steal some of that.
Lou Anarumo?
I'd love to steal some of that brain power from that room, because they're talking about making, you know, the most out of a sum of its parts defense along with one big pass rusher. That's the Bengals.
Yeah, and Lou hasn't gotten a lot of love either. I mean, part of it maybe is because he hasn't asked to be interviewed. Like, you know, we saw this with Wink Martindale with the Giants, where he was like, I'm not taking on any interviews right now. But I'll say this. Whomever is going to get this job, and we're talking about the DC of the Falcons, is going to have to be trusted wholeheartedly by Arthur Smith. The reason why Dean Pease worked over the last couple of seasons, and again, it wasn't maybe the top defense in the league, and I think you don't have to have that. Give me top 10 or top 15, I'll feel good with where we've been. But I don't want to have to worry about that side of the ball, Mike. I got enough going on over here, okay? Right. And I'm the head coach.
Right.
I got to trust that you're going to handle and you're going to take care of and you're going to put guys in position to be successful. I don't want to have to worry about that. And the reason why I say that is because if you hire a young coordinator, that's what you're doing. You're worried about
it. You babysit him. That's why Fangio or you're bringing in guys like Flores or Fangio. It's a done deal. You said it. They have autonomy like Dean Pease. Let them do their thing. Squid Billy.
I got a name for you.
Yeah, man.
Now, Sheena Quick, who is a Panthers beat writer and also does some radio up there in Charlotte, says that the Falcons, she's been told, the Falcons are closely monitoring what happens with their head coaching job in the Panthers because Steve Wilks is up for that job.
Yeah.
Now, Steve Wilks is a longtime coordinator. He did a great job when he took over. He did a good job of their defense. Remember, he did a great job. I think he was with
Arizona.
He got screwed in Arizona. He's about to get screwed here by Tepper in Carolina. Did a hell of a job.
Was that a guy? Because personally, I'd love him here.
I don't disagree with you. And whether or not he's going to the Carolina job, I don't know what the hell Dave Tepper wants.
I think no disrespect to Wilks, but I think he wants some bombastic, big-time hire. That's why the Sean Payton flirtation, I think that's something that a lot of people kind of said, okay. I nothing against Wilks. Wilks is a solid hire. You know, part of the problem you had was you went to, you know, quarterback, let's be honest.
You traded McCaffrey,
you traded Robbie Anderson, you had no weapons, and you actually stayed in the season as long as we were.
He stabilized a bad situation, Mike. I think it's the hardest thing to do in the NFL.
Right.
You take a team over, there's dysfunction at the quarterback position, guys are quitting on you, you trade your number one wide receiver. He stabilized that. So I love that idea, Bo. And by the way, I also think – you know, for a guy that's in your building, if he don't get the job immediately, he's probably not getting it. So Steve Wilks, if he's available, and I don't know if Arthur Smith has a relationship with him or not, but I will tell you this, I would take that guy at a heartbeat because I trust that he is experienced enough, again, for me, guys, and I'm just speaking, if I'm Arthur Smith, I don't want to have to worry about that. I want you to deal with that and let me handle what's going on over here, especially if we're coming back with Desmond Ridder. There is going to be a learning curve. He's got to be better in year two. That's coach, quarterback, OC, quarterback's coach. There's a lot of time that's going to be spent there. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live again at Atlanta United's training grounds today, guys, hanging out, talking to a variety of people. We'd love to hear from you at 404-741-0929. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll talk about the Hawks' big game tonight because we got to get back on the right track. And OKC is in our way, and they've already beaten us once this season. We'll dive into that matchup coming up. The other thing we've been talking about today, and again, I know you don't want to hear it, but when you have NFL executives and NFL insiders, Mike, saying that there could be a trade down the road for Lamar Jackson if, in fact, he's not able to work out a deal with the Ravens, and that team of destination is our Falcons. And, you know, you talk about the things we have and why it might fit. We've been talking about this today because, guys, I'm just telling you, I said this 2 weeks ago and you guys call me crazy. I'm not going to tell you it's going to 100% happen because there's so many moving parts. But I do think there is a real chance that he doesn't end up with the Ravens. And, Mike, then where does he go?
Well, I mean, if he's going to be on the move, part of the reason I think so many executives in that – what was the last article that just dropped that came out we were reading last night where there's a number of more reports now saying Falcons would be in the mix?
Yeah.
Because executives around the league know Arthur Blank is a meddler.
Uh-oh.
Arthur Blank is going to meddle. Arthur Blank knows if he gets a guy like – he gets Lamar Jackson in here, we got sellout city, okay? Technically, the stadium is sold out, but now you're really going to have bodies in all those seats, people buying the hats and the gear and the hot dogs and the whole shebang. So that would be one that Arthur – I mean, it's pure marketing. You know you're going to do it. Now, the question is, if you get Lamar Jackson here, my concern is, if you got to forfeit so many draft picks, how do you ever get right on both sides of the football? Or do you use the 2016 business model? We'll figure out the defense, and we'll just load up on offense, go get a guy like T. Higgins from the Bengals, go get some big-time offensive linemen, and we'll do what we did in 16. We'll outscore everybody and hope the defense comes around.
Well, listen.
I don't agree with that, but that's the mindset. You could embrace that and
well,
go do it.
Our best defense was our best offense.
Correct.
We put so much pressure on teams to have to catch up to us that it changed their whole game plan. Guys, we averaged 36 points a game that year. Now, I don't know if we'll ever do that again, but the point is we ain't doing that now. We're barely scoring 17 a game, Mike.
Part of that was you had a quarterback that couldn't get the job done.
Well, true, but we got to score more points. And again, that's another part of this makeup. But the big picture is that Lamar Jackson – okay, the odds are that he may be here in some way, shape, or form. And I know, again, you're like, I don't like it. I don't want it. I've told you from jump. I think it's exciting, and it could possibly happen. But I just wanted to – there's something right there.
But if you give him – and again, what's the contract going to look like? You've got to come to terms with his camp on that
one. Yes, you
one.
Do. Yes,
it's going to be, again – and all you can do, guys, is use deductive reasoning for why things didn't get done in Baltimore. He's either asking for too much money, too much guaranteed, or some variation of both. Okay, you've got to come up with what he wants, part one.
Or they don't trust it.
Or they think because
he can't stay. They don't want to do it.
See, this is the other thing. He hasn't stayed healthy. No one's a bigger fan, said it 2 weeks ago. But from the MVP season, the numbers have gone the wrong way. Then you combine the games that he's missed, 10 games missed in the last two seasons. I don't know if I want to give a guy Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson money, knowing I've got a defense that is the worst in the league and I've got to fix that too. That's my beef.
I'm with you, Mike. And you said this. If Arthur Blank, who has the ultimate say, we know this, says this is where we're going, Atlanta is where we're going.
And I think he wanted Deshaun. I don't think that was a Fontenot move. I can't prove it. This is just coming from the gut.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's a story we're watching, guys. Developing story coming up. We'll talk about our Hawks. What are they going to do tonight against one of the best players in the NBA? Put some respect on his name. We'll tell you who it is.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
It is Dukes and Bell. Tonight, our Hawks back in action. I would love to tell you what Hawks team is going to be there, meaning what team's going to show up, but I don't know. Right now in the Eastern Conference, guys, we're 24-24. That's eighth in the East. Oklahoma City Thunder are 11th in the West, but they're 23-24, yeah. Mike. I mean, they're right there.
One game worse than us, and we're a 1.5-point favorite tonight.
Yeah, I don't know how. And the reason why I say that is because they have one of the best young and upcoming stars.
By the way, I got to laugh. Brad Guzan has given us a thumbs up as he's walking, leaving the facility with a six-pack of Hey Man in his hand.
Well, what made me laugh?
United goalkeeper.
He's got his coat over his shoulder, and he's got the Hey Man in the other hand.
Sorry about that.
No, man, but they've got one of the young and upcoming stars, Shea Gilchrist Alexander. And I think, Mike, if you don't know who he is, he's averaging 30 points a game. He's fifth in the league.
I didn't really know him. I mean, you knew – I didn't know of him. Knew he was from Kentucky.
Well, I knew him from college basketball.
Yeah, he's kind of like the lost – one of the guys got lost in the shuffle out of Kentucky. It took him a few years to develop because no one learns anything in Kentucky. You know, you're an AAU guy and you go right to the end. I'm sorry, Calipari, it's true. But you watched him when he played here at State Farm. Not only making all his free throws, jump shots, can take it to the hole, great defender. I mean, kind of does the total package, and that's why he's considered one of the top 10 guys right now.
So in his last 10 games, he's given you 30 points a game. He had 35 against us,
right?
Okay, when we played these guys back in December. They've won four of their last five games. Four of their last five. They beat Denver, good team. Indy, Brooklyn, Chicago. We just lost to Chicago. Right. Their only loss in that five-game stretch is against Sacramento, and it was a close game. They're good at home, Mike, 14-9. They are a team that is dangerous, and that's why I say I don't know what team is going to show up tonight. Like, this is not a gimme where you say, oh, we got OKC on the road. This is an interesting team, and, you know, they beat us 121-114. Yeah. That was December 6th.
Yeah, I was there. Yep. So how about this? Maybe Nate's got some inspiring soundbite we can play.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because he talked about how Chicago exposed parts of the game plan for the Hawks.
It was a little bit of their pressure, but it was us passing in traffic, dribbling in traffic, you know, trying to play with two, three guys sometimes on us. You know, when you know, we say whenever you get two on the ball, your job is done. You know, so, get the ball out You know, make sure you have the proper spacing and be aggressive against teams that are trapping, that play with a tight paint, as Chicago does.
If nothing else, this man is the king of the pregnant pause. So anyway, Nate, what he's talking about, you know, in our, the way their offense works, if there's two guys on you, you're done. That was get rid of the ball. Is that directed at one?
Trae Young? Well, who else would he be talking to? Dribbling in the traffic? Get rid of it. He's right. You got a double team on you. You can't do anything.
Take it over to the sideline and you can't do anything. Great idea.
Stop it.
Playing at a slow pace.
Get rid of it. He's right. So when he says they expose parts of our game plan, it's not a game plan to pass out of a double team.
No, I mean, that's fundamental basketball, but that's, you know, Nate talking about, you know, very deliberately, Trae, because why did we bring DeJounte in here if not for that exact situation?
Why?
Explicit.
Why?
Go Nancy Kerrigan on you. Why? But why is DeJounte Murray here if not exactly for that reason when Trae does get the double, as he did in Miami series last year? So let's work together and maybe get these guys. I know you don't want to burn them out, but hell, man, maybe more than 20 minutes on the floor at the same time. Just a thought.
All right. Well, listen, Nate says we're going to get our rhythm back tonight, Mike. Tonight.
All right. Rhythm.
We have to come out and play. You know, every game is really important. And, you know, we had a good rhythm going. And you have to find that rhythm in the next game.
Rhythm is a dancer. Find the rhythm. Get the rhythm.
Yeah.
Keep the rhythm.
Here's the other thing I was curious about. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, our coverage starts 7:30. Okay, tips at 8 tonight against OKC. This is not going to be an easy game. And Mike's talking about us being a favorite. I don't know how. I mean, honestly, right now, they're a really good team at home. But Nate talked about when he found out about DeAndre Hunter's asthma situation. I said this the other day, and I don't want to take shots because we don't know. We don't know what the medical history is, but when a guy shows up at a game, is cleared to play, and then not cleared, and we find out there's an asthma situation that we've not known about, I just thought it was weird. So here's what Nate had to say about that.
Didn't hear about that until I went back into the locker room, wasn't feeling well, and we decided to get him checked out by Chicago's doctors and hold him out.
Okay, and that's what they did. So he didn't play the other night. Is he, Chris, I'm asking you back at the studio, Turtle, our engineer, is he listed as probable tonight? What's the situation with DeAndre Hunter? What is he? Questionable.
Oh,
Mike.
Boy, that's not good.
Questionable for DeAndre Hunter tonight.
Yep. All right. Okongwu is day-to-day as well, by the way.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is where we go. This is
A listener just said, rhythm's gonna get ya.
So, I think tonight we have a theme for our game winner involving Rhythm Nation. I mean, we could go a lot of ways with this.
We are a Rhythm Nation.
So, here we go. Maybe we need to play this in the shoot-around. They could say, men, we need to have rhythm. Rhythm. We don't need to be double-teamed and not pass the ball.
Yeah. That's a good pull, by the way. I got to give some shout-outs. Jackie, a.k.a. JT Akers, thank you so much.
Oh, Chris, don't kill that music, man. Rhythm's a dancer. Keep it going, man. Come on.
Oh, that's funny.
Sun's going down. It's getting chilly out here. I got to keep my feet moving, man.
Again, Hawks fans, this is kind of where we're at. I'd love for us to respond tonight, Mike. I'd love a good 10-point blowout. Give me something to build on.
Right.
As we're coming off that 5-game losing streak, we've lost two in a row. I just think that's kind of where I'm at. And by the way, Gilchrist, the Shea Alexander, Mike, there were rumors out there that he might be a guy that you might want to trade for.
I'd give up half the team for that guy. I'd give him Bogey and Collins. And what else are we going to give? You want DeAndre?
I'm just telling you.
I mean, we have to get some other. We'll need some other guys. It's kind of like Die Hard. Wow, we're going to need some more FBI guys. I would imagine they'd want a king's ransom for that, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know how they're fixed as far as, you know, in position like John, like a 4-5. I don't know. But that's a guy that I would be interested in that. That DeJounte and Trae, that's pretty exciting.
It would be great. I'm just saying.
Then, of course, we get him, then DeJounte bolt after next year. Or trail demand to trade.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, if you want another dude – And if you're gonna listen to this game tonight, Steve Holman will have the call. Mike Conte will have the pre-half and post for you. But if you're listening to this game or you're going to watch on Bally's, watch this guy, man. Shea Alexander,
yeah,
just
like
watch
I said,
him.
I literally got an education when the next time we were at State Farm and they rolled through here. The guy put on a display. Right now, guys, the Hawks, at, as Carl mentioned, 24-24. They are 2.5 behind the Heat in the play-in into the now regular playoff. They're the 6. Miami's 6 seed. Cleveland is 29-20. We are 3.5 games behind those guys. So, look. It's a matter of putting that 7 out of 8 run we've been talking. We thought we were in the middle of it,
yeah.
Only to lose. To me, the loss to Charlotte was just stupefying. And then they doubled down with Chicago.
All right, guys, coming up, we will hear the latest on Patrick Mahomes. It's the biggest injury heading into the weekend. How is his high ankle sprain? He practiced today. Did he go through everything they wanted him to? We're going to talk about it and let you know what we know coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know what? You can never have enough timbales. I'm telling you, brother.
This was strong, though. This is strong.
I love percussion. I mean, that's why one of the things I always love when you're in South Florida, if you're especially in the old days of Ocean Drive, and now it's, you know, over there on the mainland. But here at Percussion, being in a club where they got the live. Remember the old Rum Jungle at Mandalay Bay?
Rum Jungle.
They had these giant 20-foot-sized over the guys be banging the drums with the DJ.
Wow, you're taking me back, man. Rum Jungle. That was a spot.
Yes, it was.
Got it in there. It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at Atlanta United's training ground. We've been here all day. Gonzalo Pineda is going to join us, guys, 6 o'clock. So in about 20 minutes, manager of Atlanta United. We talked to Garth Lagerwey. Great interview with him. Go check it out. He is the president. He came in, took Darren Hill's position, and he's got his own vision and the way that he wants to do things. But, Mike, if you go listen at Odyssey.com, I think one of the things you get is he's got a plan. It may not happen immediately, but he knows now, after being here and having, you know, boots on the ground, what he wants to do, where he wants to go. And he said, I thought one of the interesting things he said, and we'll talk to Gonzalo about this, some of these pieces need to be reset, right? And just because it's worked a certain way and we've done it this way, we might need to reset some of these pieces. And so he said, we're probably going to add some guys.
It's similar, but it's more of a micro version of what happened with Julio and Matt and the Falcons contracts that went bad, is you've got guys you were spending big money on that weren't scoring goals. Marcelino Moreno comes to mind. We talked about, you know, Jurgen Damm was one of those things. I mean, some of this was gone before he got here. But, you know, getting these guys off the books, and the Joseph thing unfortunately ran its course, will be his forthcoming. We'll see if we can get him to be a little forthcoming about the Joseph thing when we speak with Pineda coming up. And just real quick, one of the things we spoke about with Garth, the new CEO, is the Apple deal. You asked him about the new TV deal, the exclusivity with MLS. Well, it's interesting because, you know, cutting the cord is the thing now in TV for a lot of our listeners. Bally Sports, the regional sports networks, are preparing for bankruptcy. Now, this has been a slow burn on this story for almost 6 months, and they've been looking to find someone to partner up. No one's out there. So the regional sports networks, apparently, at the end of the day, Sinclair, who owns them, owes apparently $55 billion in media rights as people have cut cords and people, not their viewing habits have changed. It is interesting to see if the leagues, the NHL, the NBA, for instance, Major League Baseball, they're going to create their own broadcast above what they already have with NBA TV and MLB.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that's been put out there.
We'll see where this goes. That story is percolating out there.
So nobody to buy it.
No. You're either going to have to take it in the shorts for a little while,
right.
Bankruptcy, which gives you some time, obviously, right. Or you're going to have to partner with somebody. We'll see what happens with that story. Let's go and switch gears, Mike, and talk about these NFL playoffs, because the big question is Patrick Mahomes. And we told you, he practiced today. As a matter of fact, Mahomes said, I'm doing good. I've done a few days of treatment, a few days of rehab. I'm excited to get on the practice field, kind of test it out. That's what he said today. I said to you earlier, there is a chance that you could be watching this game Sunday, and you might be watching Chad Henne.
Oof.
Now, I'm not telling you that gives you your best chance to win, because it doesn't. Patrick Mahomes, he gives you your best chance to win. But, Mike, if for whatever reason he re-injures it or he doesn't look himself, does Andy Reid make that decision?
I just think you got to ride or die with Patrick Mahomes, even if he's on one leg. You know, if he's peg leg Mahomes, I think he's still going to ride. Because as great as that was, and I'm not trying to, you know, don't want to diminish what Chad Henne did, considering everyone thought he was gone. He was out of football.
Sure.
He goes 94 yards, but he did that against the Chargers. You're not doing that against the Bengals. I don't think he'd do that. I'd be able to do that against that Cincinnati defense, even at home. So I just think you just got to hope that, and Patrick is saying all the right things. Everyone kind of knows high ankle sprains are just miserable. They'll shoot it up, tape it up, and I just think he's going to ride and die with Patrick Mahomes.
Here's Andy Reid talking about how he trusts Chad Henne. He trusted it, put him in the game. He made plays. They scored on that drive. It was critical against the Jags. Here's what Andy Reid said about Henne.
Offensively, I thought I thought the whole group played well. It was great to see Chad come in that backup role, and I thought everybody kind of stepped their game up and had so much confidence in Chad, and he executed.
So we'll see. I'm hoping, because I want to see the best game. Best game is Mahomes and Burrow, and they're playing, and we see how this thing shakes out. Meanwhile, Zach Taylor was talking about Joe Burrow, Mike, and how cool he is, why the Bengals are here in this position, and it has a lot to do with the demeanor of his quarterback.
He's the greatest, you know, and he does a great job leading this team, managing the situations. The bigger the moment get, the more calmer he gets, and the team feeds off of that. And it's hard to run the ball in 4 minutes when you know that he could just throw it and get it probably, you know, but it's wise to let the clock run. But he did a great job today.
Yeah, and he's talking about being up on the road. That might be the situation this week. You know he can throw it around, but why not hand the ball off to Mixon or Piron and just keep moving the football?
And that's the thing. I think you look at the Chiefs we talked about. Was it Clark? Their edge rusher's got a ton of sacks.
Right.
He's fourth time with Reggie White for all-time postseason sacks. That happened this weekend. So, yeah, that's a good defense, but I think you're right. You can run the ball on those guys, and that was so dynamic. But the 1-2 of Piron and Mixon, do some more of that. And then off the play action, everything else, Joe, those formations they ran, some of the bunch formations, Hayden Hurst. We didn't really mention Hayden Hurst.
He had a great game.
Great to see a guy. I think so many Falcon fans in the small time he was here were pulling for him. He's become a weapon. He's a free agent, by the way.
Yeah, I was disappointed they didn't hold on to him. But, you know, again, you're drafting Kyle Pitts, right?
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is.
But Hurst doing some good things. The other thing with this one is in the injuries, everybody's banged up. By the time you're in the NFC Championship, AFC Championship, they're all banged up. The 49ers, hear this? Now, Christian McCaffrey's still with a calf. We saw him getting the treatment on the sideline. And Elijah Mitchell both sat out Wednesday's practice in San Fran.
Yeah, I like the Eagles a lot this weekend.
Me too.
I just think that Brock Purdy, this is going to be the toughest challenge. Now, if he maneuvers this, I'll love on him come Monday. There's nothing you can say that if he's 9-0 come next week, Mike, and they're going to the Super Bowl, it speaks for itself. But I think this is going to be the toughest challenge he's seen. And speaking of the 49ers, this is Kyle Shanahan talking about going to Philly.
You looked at the beginning of the year, you thought Philly would be the last team right here, and that's the way it's ended up. So we're going to end up going down there. Hopefully we'll have a good week of practice, and looking forward to the challenge.
Now, who has a better defense? We're going to find out. Is it the 49ers or is it the Eagles? Do you see a defensive battle or struggle in this game? Is this a 16-13 kind of game, Mike, or do both of these offenses flourish? Because, again, the system has allowed Purdy to be really good, and the Eagles guys, they're just scoring 30 on everybody pretty much when Jalen Hurts is out there and he's healthy. And Brock Purdy was asked about his defense, and he feels like, Mike, they have the better team.
And I know that we got one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the league, so I just got to do my part. If we don't, if we have to punt, it's okay. Like, our defense will, you know, get a stop. We got trust and faith in them.
So,
well, that's, you know, you're getting into the idea of, you know, Shanahan, and Shanahan is not, again, he doesn't want him forcing the ball. He wants to see, you know, good decision-making, but that's easier said than done when you're on the road in Philadelphia.
That's right.
With a team that had 70 sacks in the regular season. So, I mean, this team is just is a beast. The you know, the 49ers and Bosa gets the defensive and what the NFC Defensive Player of the Year is going to be.
Football Writers of America, right? Yeah.
But the 49ers, 44 sacks to the Philly
75.
70. Now 75.
Yeah.
It's and Kansas City's got 55, by the way. Although you don't get this far in the playoffs without having a pass rush. But I just, as much as I love the Purdy story and I think he's locked himself in for next season, I just think that he's going to have a long, long afternoon. Another early game, by the way.
Well, and here's the thing, too. You're telling me McCaffrey's not practicing. Now, you can say that's not a big deal. It is Wednesday. If this was Friday, I'd be more concerned. Right. But they're obviously being very careful with Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, but if he's, you know, Mahomes, as I said, nobody in these two games is 100%. But McCaffrey, the hard yards, the tough yards between the tackles, what he does out of the backfield. I mean, look, we can say this any game 49ers play. Kittle is the X factor.
That's right.
Kittle bailed Purdy out of the trouble in the game against the Cowboys.
No doubt about it. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni talking about Jalen Hurts as his Eagles get ready to defend home field, Mike. And that's the other thing. They played for home field throughout. They got it. Remember, they needed to win one of those last three games, and Jalen Hurts wasn't available. Here's Nick Sirianni talking about the motivation of Jalen Hurts.
Make no mistake about it, our biggest motivation is the love that we have in this room and not want to let each other down. Coaches, players, players, coaches, players, players, coaches, coaches.
You got it?
Thank you, Nick. I think so. I think I got that.
Hey, man, as long as the players buy in and they understand what he's talking about, we're good to go. Now, one of the other storylines, and this is rather unfortunate, the Niners have already released a press a statement about Charles Omenihu, about the Omenihu who got the
yep.
assault. And for those that have been following, NFL also has their own statement about arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor domestic violence. The NFL has released their statement, Carl. And maybe in the regular season it'd be a little bit different. I don't know. I'm not trying to be cynical, but they're going to let the legal process play out. It's just over the years we've seen the NFL do all sorts of things without any continuity or consistency. But he will be able to play. The defensive lineman who's got a bunch of sacks and is obviously a huge contributor on the defensive front. He will be good to go for Sunday.
All right. And again, I know if you're like, what? What are they doing? They'll do their proper investigating, and if something comes up, right. they will make a proper decision.
But you feel me going all the way back to Ray Rice. Now,
yeah.
Now here's the thing. If some video drops between now and Sunday, all bets are off. It's, you know what I mean? Because as we've learned from the NFL, they don't do anything until they really get, you know, they stub their toe or something comes and blows back on them.
Yeah. And by the way, he's got 5 sacks on the season for the 49ers, so he is a big part of their rotation up front. All right, man, more to get to, including Gonzalo Pineda will join us coming up here at 6 o'clock. We're live at Atlanta United's training grounds in Marietta. We got a chance to watch today. We'll ask Gonzalo about some of the things we got a chance to see today, Mike, the drills they were going through.
Right.
And they're prepping for their first match, guys. It's February 25th. Against San Jose, so we're about a month away from the start of the regular season. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coaches, players, players, coaches, players, players, coaches, coaches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.